Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking to Susan?
You are.
Susan Stewart?
Yes.
Thank you. First of all, ma'am, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in a burb, yes.
Thank you. So, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off? Or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definitely
That's
clear?
That's where I live. Yep, I live there. I'm in there right now.
Okay. In what year were you born, ma'am?
67.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian? Which one?
White.
White? Thank you.
Overall,
how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5. Very little being
two,
one,
two.
And 5 being, okay, 2. Better, better street and road maintenance.
Would it help? Or we need help? It's not good. That's a 2. Or is it something like we need it, and so that would be a 5.
Okay, so I'm going to say 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life.
If they improved the road, it would improve a lot.
So
a 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
Yes, 5.
Okay.
5.
More dining and entertainment options.
In the past, let's think about this. I'm going to say a 3.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Probably 3.
Thank you. More good-paying jobs.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
That would be a 5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
That's a good question. We're so diverse. I would say... I'm going to say 4.
No. Those
are the questions?
What would you say that there are too many, too few, or a right about amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
It's about the right amount.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few, okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
No.
Restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
We need more yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
No.
Okay. Doctor offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. In your own words, ma'am, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Higher end, Target, Kohl's, trying to think of some other names. I don't know, bookstores.
What kind of bookstores? Like magazines?
No, like books, paperback books. Like a bookstore, like Borders
like
books.
More like a library?
Yeah. No, like there's a place called Borders. It's a bookstore.
Okay.
So more like that, like higher end stores where like people go and either learn or read or, you know, we have enough dollar stores. We got enough of that stuff here. We need high, I just am not thinking of names, but like some of the higher end stores, like Target or Kohl's. I know a lot of things have went out of business so far, but.
How about Costco?
Costco's good.
Okay. Anything you have in mind?
Maybe some more fine dining.
Okay. Like what kind of fine dining? Like seafood?
Not necessarily. More upper class.
Okay.
Dining like, I don't know, something other than fast food. I don't know names, but, so, just so you know, and I know you just want answers, yes or no, but in Levine, it's exploded, and there's all these businesses, and I'm sure that's why this survey is taking place. We have a lot of cheap, low quality places, you know, and I'm a big dollar store person, but, TJ Maxx's and dollar stores and, you know, and it's like we just need some upper, some more, I don't know how to say it. It just feels very, I don't know. There's all these stores around, but it really doesn't do anything. It just makes more traffic.
Okay, so a higher end stores for like learning, that's good?
Well, higher end stores and also businesses or things that, I don't know, you know, like I said, bookstores, maybe libraries, music venue would be great, maybe parks, different parks, water parks for the kids, I don't know. I know they just are building an entertainment district. I don't know what's in there, but it's all very fast foody, very, you know, dollar story, which is great. Like I said, I love it. It's just that I have to drive to Scottsdale or Phoenix to go dine somewhere nice. Or, like, if I want to go to steak or, you know, good wine, there's nothing here.
Okay, I put fine dining upper class.
Yeah, not upper class sounds really bougie. I'm very poor, and I work for ASU. It just seems like I think some of the businesses we put in Levine should encourage education and just some interesting experiences.
Okay, I put
like,
all that
for instance, what do they call that? An escape room. Or, you know, I think they're building movie theaters, but it's like I don't know, more exciting things for people to do. You know, it feels very flat here.
Okay, I'll put that also.
Yeah.
All right. So switching gears.
I know that sounds bad.
No, but that's good. But that's good. That's good. That's good information there. That's good information there.
Yeah.
We all want something different.
Right.
Okay, so switching gears. Go
ahead.
No, you go ahead.
What was the question?
No. I was going to switch gears for a little bit. But you
switch
go ahead.
I got coffee waiting for me. How much longer?
Yeah, we got like 85% when we're done.
Okay, all right, because my coffee's melting. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem,
very
a slight
big
problem?
Very big problem? Very big. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'm going to say fairly.
Fairly big problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm confused. The question's confusing, but I'm going to say fairly.
Okay. So still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly. Yes,
yeah.
Somewhat or no?
Still strongly.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
Yes, feel strongly.
Okay, single family detached homes?
There's a thousands of them out here. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, strongly.
Somewhat. There's thousands of houses out here they built.
Okay, multifamily houses like apartments or condominiums?
What were the options again?
Multifamily houses. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I am living with family.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you're...
Go ahead.
Yeah, please tell me whether you're opposed or favor each one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Okay, I'm going to have you repeat that one more time, and I'm taking you with me to the coffee shop because my stuff's in there. Say that one more time for me.
Okay, so change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Yeah, that's a big hot topic out here.
Strongly favor, somewhat opposed. Okay, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Change the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
One condominium per building.
Strongly favor?
Somewhat favor? Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Ooh. That's a hard one. Okay, repurpose parking lots for housing?
Yeah, repurpose.
No.
Strongly no. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Change zoning law to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
Somewhat
strongly.
Favor. Okay.
No, I favor strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Agree.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Let's see. Repeat it one more time. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Change zoning laws to allow for construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Yes.
Somewhat strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, gosh. I'm still going to college, but I haven't completed it. So I guess it would be 12th grade? I don't know. I've taken some college. I mean, I'm working on a BA right now.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop when I get to the right amount, okay?
I'm going to hold on a second.
Yes, ma'am. Just two more questions after this. We're done already. We're at 97%.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. You got on mute. Okay, say that. You want to know my income?
Yeah, what is your annual house income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? So less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000, $50,000 to $75,000. 50 to 75, yep. And finally, ma'am, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Suzanne.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Susan. You have a nice...
Sure. I'm sorry. I was driving and doing errands, and I wanted to finish it. So I'm sorry if it was abrupt or anything. I'm just trying to do four things at once. But thank you.
Thank you. Your opinion really matters, okay?
No worries. I'm glad. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I got control.